I got to have 2 or 3 minutes before he turned down, so I didn't think of a good lie.
Well, I heard about the calf getting chewed. I wanted to hear what happened.
Nobody knows. Neighbor over there, early in the morning, he heard these dogs, but he didn't get up. He ain't been very well. And when we went over there, the heifer's head was all blood, and they tried to pull her down by her ears. One ear is coming back a little bit, and the other one, I guess, never will be any good. It hangs right down the side of her head. And they chewed her ears all up, and they bit her on the flank. And I think it's probably somebody's dogs around here, because dogs will chase cattle. And they probably don't look so it was a wild dog, because it seems so they'd gone for the throat. These pulled her down by the ears. And hell, she probably lost more than what she'd gained all winter. Just one day, one time. Why, she was gaunt, poor, and weak.
By being scared?
Yeah. Yeah, I got in the bind now. She's just getting why she's starting to eat again. I think a lot of people seem to think it's these co-dogs. They're half dog and half wolf. Seems to think they're over in Taylor Valley, they claim. They've been seen over there. But I would say probably it was some domestic dogs right around here. Probably got to playing with them, and then they got a little rougher. They seemed to try to pull her down by her ears. And I went over the next morning, daylight, with a shotgun. I never even see as much as a squirrel. Nothing around. If I see them, and they're chasing the cattle, I'll shoot them if I can. But if a dog just going by the place, or in the fields or anything, I won't molest a dog. But if they're trying to drag my cattle down, I'd shoot them. But if they're just fooling around in the pasture, I'd shoot over the head and drive them off. I wouldn't shoot no man's dog unless I had to.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Because Earl said one of his got chewed. Did you hear that?
No.
I mean, first I heard about Mattoon's.
Yeah.
Then Suzanne came home and told me about yours. Quarter of seven, last week, Earl called us up for Pomerantz, his phone number. Because he said he saw that white dog out there. So we gave him the phone number, but I couldn't believe that dog would...
Not alone, I don't believe it.
And he didn't see any other, but he was real angry. So he called them up, but they said that white dog was at home at the time it happened.
You can't go just because you see a white dog. And I don't believe that she would chase him alone. I don't believe it. But she might. The two of them together might. But I didn't see no dogs, so I can't say. Why, there was wild dogs or domestic dogs. It was a dog, all right, because there was barking out there. And Clarence ain't very well, and he didn't go out. But he heard the dogs barking, and knows the dogs, all right. And I don't think they've been back. I haven't had any trouble so far.
Oh, there's the shotgun in the corner.
Yeah, Harry's.
That's an old big one.
Yeah, That's a pretty nice gun. It shines you like a bottle inside. I'm going to buy me a rifle. If you have a chance to buy a rifle anywhere, let me know, will you?
30-30 or something?
Yeah, I'd like a 30-30 carbine.
I'll keep an eye out. I'm looking for... There's a possible pickup truck I found.
Yeah, so... Hell, well, they had the rifle around there and sold it. Damn good. It was a 30-40 Krag on the old army rifles they had before they put out the M1s. A beautiful rifle, but hell, I didn't use it, so I sold it. I wish I had it back now. Not as I probably wouldn't use a rifle once in 10 years. But it's just the idea of having one when you need it.
About 50 years ago, I had a training
someday. I bought that one way back in about, probably 27. I bought that $17 and a half. And he's been offered $100 for it. Never been only two boxes of shells put through it.
Mm-hmm.
When I bought it, it was perfect shape. She's a hard hitting old rifle. Yeah, ask him, tell him you'd like to look at it.
Because I used to have one of those. I'd like to see the difference.
Was yours a full, a long rifle?
It was long as that one.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yours was a 32-42?
Marlin.
Yeah.
Lever action.
Yours was, Marlin. Just same as Winchester, only the shells come out the side.
I bet we had the same rifle.
Yeah.
I sold it to Gordon Santamore.
Yeah, and this one Arthur's got, the shells come right out the top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the only difference. Gordon, he's getting up a collection or something?
Yeah. All the Marlins of that period, 30-06, 30-30, 32-40, one of every caliber.
I had a damn good rifle and a damn fool. I didn't care much about rifles anyway. And it was a 40-70 Winchester. That was long barreled. Took a bullet that big. And I got the 40-70 longs. They wouldn't work from the magazine up through. If I got the 40-70 shorts, which was made for it, I'd been all set. Hell, I sold that rifle for $8. Had it now, it'd be worth $100. That was a 40-70 Winchester. Took a goddamn bullet that long, you know.
Never heard of that, son.
How that old devil would speak.
Did you ever hear of a 45-90?
No. Springfield wanted.
Them come out about the same time as the 40-70.
What, is that a Winchester or Springfield?
Winchester.
Yeah, no, I never happened to see one of them. We had a 50-70 Springfield, single shot. Had a breech that you opened right up, you know, like a scuttle. And that old son of a gun, you need a pair of wheels under the bottom, you know, take it around. Boy, that was heavy.
Sounds like an elephant gun.
Yeah, and this one that Ernie was telling about, they used to have a 45-90 German needle gun. And that, you sure as hell need the whole wagon to draw that around. They claim that thing would shoot a mile, level sighted, and kill.
It had a shell as big as your finger and as long as your finger.
Yeah, not an awful weapon. And I had a 41 Swiss one time. That had scuttle action. That weren't too accurate. Somebody cut it off. There was a long rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I guess it was quite a rifle when there was the whole length, but he spoiled it by cutting it off. It never was too accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But them old guns, you couldn't begin to get the ammunition for them now.
I know.
Just for souvenirs or keepsakes or something.
That's what's good about the 30-30. You can get that anywhere.
Yeah. And I had a neighbor, Floyd Lyon's father, he sent off to this Francis Bannerman's in New York. They had old guns and stuff. And he got a 56-56 Spencer. And you loaded it right through the butt. Put your shells right in, just same as you would a magazine, right through the butt. And that damn thing, maybe one bullet would go pretty accurate and the next one would go sideways. And that damn thing was no good, you know, it was
all wore out of it.
Yeah, damn rifle was all gone.
The 3240 are $6.50 a box for 10.
Yeah, for 10.
Now.
Yeah.
So it's good you don't have that anymore.
God, you couldn't afford it, and it's hard to get them at that.
Only made in Canada.
Yeah.
This koi dog you mentioned, that some people thought it was a koi dog?
Yeah.
Have you had trouble with them before?
I never seen one. They told about it, and they had trouble out in New York State with them. You see, they're half domestic dog and half wolf. And they got the cunning of a wolf and the brains of a domestic dog. And that makes them pretty bad. They've been known out there in New York State, northern New York State, to pull calves and stuff right out of the pen, right behind a house.
Pigs too.
Yeah, pigs. Mm-hmm. See, the one half of them, they're domestic, they're smart, they know all the things. And the other, and then they got the cunning of a damn wolf. It makes a. They showed some pictures of them. They look just about like a dog.
And they're running packs, I guess.
Yeah.
You once told me about some sort of wild animal. Was it a panther?
Yeah, we had a black panther here a number of years ago, back in '40s, I guess it was, '46, '47. You couldn't keep any cattle in this big pasture. You couldn't keep horses, cows, or nothing over there. And one night I was down in a field, and I see him come out of the grass, jump a fence, and stop. And he was a good 4 to 5 feet long, tail and all, black, shiny, close to the ground. And my old shepherd dog had, he come right back and got right between my legs, began to shiver like that. And I made up my mind when the dog would shiver, there wasn't no place for me. And I had the rifle too, and I never even took a shot at him. And they had the young down in there. And as soon as the young got big enough to travel, they left. Then the deer come back, and cattle would stay over there then. They just had the young down there and then moved out. No, you won't keep any cattle in the one near a panther or a bear. Even the smell of a bear, the damn cattle will get out.
Guess they'll run right through the fence from fear.
Yeah. Yeah, they come right through the gate down here, never even stopped to open it or anything. They stole it all to well. Had four big horses in there. And they come out through first and then the cattle right behind them. They just took that damn gate down just so it was tissue paper. I could keep them in this pasture. But they didn't work that way. They worked down that corner. God, they wouldn't see a deer or anything. And then as soon as I see a deer over there, I made up my mind that cattle, so I put them back over in there. And they stayed all right then.
I heard about panthers being around here, but I never heard a story. Someone saw one.
You hear over around Gainesville and up in the Ripton Range, Hancock, and up through there, you hear of them quite often. I think it was Rochester. They had one last fall over there. Yeah, you hear of them every little while over there.
And what would they do? They jump a calf if they could?
Not in the summertime if they ain't hungry. They don't molest anything. But when they get hungry, hell, they pull down a calf, cow, or any damn thing. I guess it was the smell of them more than anything. They didn't molest nothing. They didn't touch anything, as I know of. I don't think they even run the horses or anything. Just the smell of them when the horses come out of there. But you hear in the paper here, about every fall, about over around Randolph, Rochester, Gainesville, in there somewhere, somebody has seen a panther, a yellow one, or a black one. I don't know why these damned fisher cats, whether they jump an animal or not. Of course, they'll kill rabbits and birds and porcupines and everything, and just kill them, leave them right on the ground. We found quite a lot of rabbits up on the side hill. I just chopped the head off them and left them. I'd shoot one of them bastards if I see it too, and the law protects them.
I know, they stalked them for some reason. They got out of hand.
Yeah, they stalked them to kill the porcupines, and they're worse nuisance than the porcupines ever was. It's a porcupine, won't do anything on a, it might kill a tree getting food or something, eat the bark off of it. A porcupine won't molest anything, only just when he's hunting for salt or something to eat. They're a pretty good animal. Of course, they're hell on dogs, if dogs molest them or anything, but I don't think around this section that they ever eat trees.